It is On This Day. I'm Josh Sexton. I'm joined by Phil Blundell and Mike Kearney. Joel Sanderson-Murray was meant to be on this call. He may join at some point, but if he doesn't, make sure you all go and abuse him on Twitter. I'll figure out his Twitter username for you. I'm actually going to search that live on air. I was going to
take an advert out in town and stick it on a wall or something.
Yeah, it's at Joel S. Murray on Twitter. If you want to go either, if you want to, I was going to say go and remind him. It'll be too late by the time this comes out. But just go and abuse him for
it's not radio, Josh.
I know. Go and tell him right now to call in. We're going to be covering a couple of games today. We're a couple of talking points around the game specifically. We're going to go back to 2007 first for Liverpool 3, Newcastle 0, or Newcastle 0, Liverpool 3 to be more accurate about the location of the tie. And Phil, it feels like a particularly sort of, I guess, pertinent one at the moment with everything that's going on around Liverpool's ownership, because I was reading this off LFC history. So I don't think I was actually aware of this context being around this game. I feel like I remember the game and the goals, but there's this dead funny sort of anecdote from it. I'm scrolling LFC history to find it now. So it says Steven Gerrard, Dirk Kuyt, Ryan Babel were all on target as we won 3-0 at Newcastle United, with the visiting fans taunting troubled Toon boss Sam Allardyce, whose days were numbered at the club. Fernando Torres missed a host of golden chances, with boss Rafa Benitez further riling the club's American owners by choosing to wear a tracksuit, following on from his repeated statements in a pre-match press conference that, as always, I am focused on training and coaching my team. I just think it's worth mentioning at this point that there was never any end to Rafa Benitez's needle and you know, I guess just fight against the people who literally employed him.
Yeah, he's the neediest man in the world and he does not care, does he? There's nothing he really like. As long as he sort of feels like he's managed to find a bit of a fight, he'll have that fight. And this was very much that example. I think around this time is probably the first signs of a problem with the owners. Because you remember, this is only really, six months after we lost to Milan in the European Cup final. And I think we not long signed Fernando Torres. So it wasn't like that you were looking at things and going, oh, well, there's huge problems now. They sort of emerged towards the back end of 2007.